Trump tours historic GM proving ground, champions American manufacturing. Milford, Michigan, President Donald Trump became the first commander-in-chief to visit General Motors' Milford Proving Ground outside of Detroit on Monday, before telling a crowd of supporters his policies are correcting years of damage done to the American automobile industry by prior administrations. For decades, the auto workers and manufacturers of this great state were sold out and betrayed by globalist politicians and corrupt special interests who let other countries steal your jobs, pillage your factories, and loot the crown jewels of American industry from Detroit and all over our country, Trump said. They were ripping us off, not only in the auto business, but in many other businesses. The president implemented a series of measures to bolster domestic auto manufacturing since taking office for a second time, including rescinding electric vehicle mandates, eliminating strict efficiency requirements, allowing tiny car production, and providing tax credits for interest paid on American-made vehicles, among other changes. Today, I'm proud to say that the auto industry is back, and America is back, and it's pulling Detroit and Michigan along with it, Trump said. He also moved to protect the industry by levying tariffs on foreign trucks and automobiles. They were killing us in trucks, and now we're killing them, Trump said. My policy is simple. If you make your truck or your car in a foreign country, you have to pay for the privilege of sending it into our market and making a lot of money. Mary Barra, GM's chair and CEO, welcomed him to the stage after touring the approximately 4,000-acre facility, including a collection of historic automobiles. For 100 years, we have engineered and built our vehicles right here at home, because GM's story is part of this country's story, Barra said. This month, we celebrate America's 250th anniversary, and I want to recognize the people who built this country like the talented and dedicated team members with us today. The company, which is the largest employer among American automakers, will invest $16 billion on research, development, and manufacturing in the United States, expanding operations, she said. Trump thanked the engineers at the world-famous facility responsible for designing and testing the president's armored limousines, known as the Beast, while recognizing the long automotive history at the Proving Ground. This land bears the tire marks of every model of the legendary Chevy Corvette, Trump said. It bears the scars of the first auto safety test. Audience members, including many GM employees, waited hours before doors opened at 11 a.m. to gain access to the standing room only crowd. It was workers like you who built this country, and now it's the men and women like you who are making it bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before, Trump said. The president witnessed drag racing demonstrations between GM's top performance vehicles, including duels between a 2026 Cadillac CT5V Blackwing and a 2027 Corvette Z06, a 2027 GMC electric Hummer and a 2026 Cadillac Escalade V, and a 2027 Corvette ZR1X and a 2027 Corvette ZR1 convertible, with the Z06, Hummer, and ZR1X winning the respective races. Industry leaders, including those at the Specialty Equipment Market Association, better known as SEMA, welcomed the exhibition. We're thrilled that the president was able to witness a drag race firsthand. It is hands down one of the most thrilling things in motorsports, Karen Bailey Chapman, SEMA's Senior Vice President for Public and Government Affairs, said in a statement sent to the Epoch Times on Monday. When two competitors go head-to-head, they showcase not only their driving skills, engineering prowess, and hunger to compete, but also our nation's motorsports industry, which is the envy of the world and a $69 billion annual economic engine. With the midterm elections approaching and Michigan's primaries falling August 4th, Trump also stumped for Republican candidates while reiterating warnings about the dangers of communism. I mean, this is a serious threat because they're going to promise all sorts of things, he said. In 1 year, the country will be absolutely bankrupt. You'll live in squalor. You'll live in fear. Gubernatorial candidate Representative John James echoed the sentiments. 8 years ago, I warned about the coming onslaught of Marxism in this country. I was ridiculed, he told the crowd. Well, welcome to 2026. Socialism is no longer on our doorstep. It's inside the house. He challenged Republican leaders to present alternative solutions to issues Americans are concerned about, including inflation, homeownership, and quality of life. If the American dream is going to prevail, if we're going to defeat socialism, if we're going to save a generation, we can't just say socialism sucks and assume that people who suffered under democratic rule in Michigan for the past 8 years will join us. We must show them something better together, James said. We will prove that freedom and free enterprise and personal responsibility lift every one of us without sacrifice and compassion for any of us and future generations. We will defeat the lie of socialism with the truth.